More than 2,000 fires are currently burning in Brazil's Amazon rainforest, but they are being deliberately lit, and they are the result of illegal forest clearing to create land for farming. Protesters in Brazil and elsewhere have been saying that the planet's lungs are on fire. You've no doubt seen the pictures all over the internet. Now they're urging politicians, celebrities and trading blocs across the world to intervene. David Bowman is a professor of pyrogeography and fire science and the director of the Fire Centre Research Hub at the University of Tasmania. He's also a renowned, world-renowned fire expert, and she joins me now. Good afternoon, David. Can you explain what's going on in the Amazon and how serious it is?
Yeah, so we're seeing, sadly, a continuation of a process called deforestation fires. Humans, as we've industrialised, have really given forests a very hard time. And we talk about the deforestation frontier, and that's now in the tropics, particularly in the Amazon. And this is very bad because the Amazon is rich in biodiversity, incredibly important carbon store, and burning it down is a one-way street. It's never going to be replaced. And it's going to have very major effects on climate change.
So why are they doing this? Why are they purposefully setting the lungs of the planet on fire?
Well, if you look at it from a Brazilian point of view, a poor Brazilian person who wants to own land, and they would argue, well, the Europeans did it to Europe and Australians have done it. So we're just continuing a historical trend. And to a certain degree, that's true. Unfortunately, the historical trend has got a very dangerous endpoint because of the great significance of the Amazon, one of the great carbon stores, terrestrial carbon stores on Earth. So therein lies the problem that on the one hand, the individuals are acting in self-interest, but as the human race, this is a very calamitous point that we're in. And the real story behind these fires is that it's not something new. In fact, there have been worse fire seasons. Earlier this century, there were worse fire seasons. But there were increasing international efforts to dampen the amount of burning. With the change of the political regime in Brazil, there are a lot of political gestures which were basically saying go for it, and they have, and that's what's alarming people, that all of the regulatory frameworks and the international agreements have been thrown out the window, and we're seeing a surge again in the burning down of the Amazon.
So what are they going to do with that cleared space?
Well, there's a couple of things you can do with it. The very first thing to say is that because it's an irreversible transition, basically. Once you burn a rainforest down, you can't save a rainforest. So there's an asymmetry there. There's an incentive, unless you're being paid not to destroy the rainforest, there's an incentive if you want land to destroy it. Once you've degraded it or destroyed it, you can take logs out of it, then you can burn down the rest, then you can have rough cattle pasture, or you can get smart and industrialise and turn it into agro-businesses. And what's happening in Brazil, all of those things are mixed up at once. There's sort of almost like a surging land grab, but then behind that land grab is, behind that frontier, really is a Wild West frontier, then there's the consolidation and the development of industrial agriculture.
So if they're saying that, hey, this has happened for ages, it's not new, does that matter? Should we worry about it?
Well, absolutely we should worry about it, because if the world was an infinite place, you could have that sort of scenario of just, gnawing into your forest estate. Mm. But we're on a bounded planet. We're changing the climate. These this, I like to think of the Amazon as one of the great carbon bombs, really. They're the terrestrial carbon stocks, which if they get burnt will accelerate dramatically, will accelerate global climate change. It's not the only one. The boreal forest is another one. The peat forests in Borneo is another one. These are very significant global carbon stocks, and if we burn them down, we accelerate and we will potentially lose control of our climate. So the science, we're very clear about the need to preserve rainforest, let alone for the biodiversity, to stabilise the climate. But we've got this tension between the individual actors and the national interests of, say, Brazil, and then the global implications of this. And this is where some compensation is really going to be required to persuade Brazilians and the Brazilian government not to allow this resurgence, because that's a lot of effort was put in to dampen this loss of the Amazonian rainforest, and now it's resurging very quickly. But we haven't realised the worst case scenario, but maybe as these fire seasons are being longer because of climate change, there's a feedback where if we keep doing this, scientists have speculated that there will be a tipping point and the Amazonian rainforest will switch to a savanna climate.
Oh, that is terrifying. And is this happening elsewhere? It's obviously not just happening in Brazil.
Well, that's right. We talk about these deforestation frontiers. They're happening in Indonesia, and they're happening in the in parts of Africa, the equatorial rainforest belt in Africa. So tropical rainforests where fire was really very rare, it's very easy to control because it's humans who do it. We can control human action, but it's all entangled with the economy, the global economy. Particularly, one of the speculations is that because of the China-America trade war, there are openings now for soybeans particularly to be grown outside the US. So that can change, you know, the agricultural economies. You know, we're all entangled in this big mess. And that's why, you know, some sort of price on carbon or some mechanisms, international agreement to stabilise deforestation and to compensate the countries that can't convert their forests to agriculture is critically important. And Australia's got hasn't got great form here either, of course, because we've, you know, massive land clearance programs and they are beginning to pick up again. So, you know, it's a really diabolical, complex problem.
Mm. We'll have to leave it there. But, David, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you very much.
That's David Bowman. He's a professor of pyrogeography and fire science and the director of the Fire Research, Fire Centre Research Hub, rather, at the University of Tasmania.